Be careful what you wish for. You might be so busy you can't even sleep at night. We're going to check in with a friend of ours from treehugger.com because lots of exciting news coming her way and from her and about her. Simran Sethi, you know her from the cast we do on the weekend show. Some of the stations that carry us just take it on the weekend. Some take us Thursday and Friday nights at the end of the week. Well, that's not all she does. She's actually very busy doing a lot of green television, radio, webcasts. But most exciting, she was on Oprah for the second time last Friday, and I caught the second half of it, and I just thought it was so exciting to see Oprah up there with someone who is talking about all the ways that we can green our lives and reduce our ecological footprint and reduce our carbon emissions, because that is exactly the kind of mainstream audience and massive at that that needs to get this message. So I wanted to have Simran to come on, and first of all, congratulations.
Thank you, Betsy. Thanks.
And then just hear about what was it like kind of behind the scenes. You know, Oprah, she had Al Gore on about a year and a half ago, and then again, I think, a few months ago. So she's definitely, you know, getting green-tinted, or as someone said, mint green. And yet, we all know Oprah's lifestyle is not exactly, you know, she doesn't live in a shack. But, you know, she's not alone in that. There are a lot of celebrities who care about the environment but need to reduce their own footprint. So I'm just wondering, what's her interest in this? And is she really, does she really seem to be getting it? And do you think it will rub off into perhaps even her own lifestyle? And she does amazing things. I don't mean to be critical of Oprah, but you know what I'm saying.
I think one of the things that Oprah really does is inspire other people to make significant changes in her life. And I have to say that, you know, everyone on the set was amazing and really immersed themselves in all things green as they were preparing for the Earth Day show. The last time I was on the Oprah show was for the global warming show that she did with Al Gore and with Leonardo DiCaprio, and seeing sort of the evolution. I got to work with some of the same people, so seeing sort of the evolution of their mindset and having people within the office talk about how they could really green Harpo Productions was really heartening to me. And
that's,
I think,
great.
That, you know, your reference about, you know, having a lot of money, and definitely, you know, she can do whatever she wants. And it's interesting that Forbes just released, you know, their list of the 11 greenest billionaires. So, so, you know, there's certainly something to be said for having wealth and really leveraging it for change. And I think that what Oprah does is really leverage her celebrity, you know, in a very deliberate way. And to that end, you know, they went through great troubles to create a bag, a canvas bag, in a very short period of time that was 100% organic cotton as a way to alleviate people's dependence on plastic bags and paper bags. And for me, I think those small steps are really steps in the right direction. And, you know, I was really, of course, very excited to be on the show. And I think that considering where, you know, people are, and the fact that for many people the idea of, you know, simple do's and don'ts of recycling, or the idea of changing, you know, incandescent bulbs to compact fluorescent is still very new, that this is a really great interim, safe, comfortable step for many people. And when they hear something from Oprah, you know, they decide that they're going to do it in
it's
a way that perhaps, you know, you and I don't have in we're talking to people and when we're addressing these issues.
Absolutely. And that's why it was so exciting to see you up there co-hosting most of the show, at least the part I saw with her. And you're right. You know, we get so used to changing a light bulb. This stuff is old news. But for maybe 90% of America, it's really the first time they're interfacing with this and these concepts. So, you know, those giveaways really could be the beginning of something bigger. And I love the people that were interviewed, you know, talking about how they had changed once the woman whose son got, or she got very upset about the plight of the polar bears. And she thought about, this is the world that she's leaving her son, and how they've really greened their own home. This is exactly the kind of thing that needs to happen, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, I mean, of course, it's part of me that's like, well, what do we do after we change the light bulbs? Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things that we do that you and I both know. But the reality is, as you said, that most Americans are still, you know, it's still a light bulb moment for them to realize how inefficient incandescents are. So we all have to start somewhere. And what I appreciate is that Oprah was really open to learn with everyone. So, you know, this is much, I believe this was as much of an education for her.
Absolutely. And I saw that. I saw that
getting
light bulb.
That buy-in was key, you know, because once she said, I want everybody to get a canvas bag, you know, okay, I'm going to change the light bulbs, I'm going to reduce the napkins. I mean, that's the kind of thing that that inspires some people. You know, for other people, it's actually reducing their carbon emissions or reducing their waste. And for others, it's going to be, you know, seeing a celebrity say that this is important to me and I take a stand. And, you know, regardless of how we get there right now, these are urgent matters, as you well know, and we need to move forward. So
absolutely.
I'm thrilled that she has taken this on as an issue that she cares about.
Yeah, and you can see it almost in her face, that light bulb moment. I've seen it, you know, over the course of the three shows she's done now on environmental issues, that she's starting to get it. And one can only hope there's a little bit of cognitive dissonance that takes place, not just for her, but people who, you know, have really looked at the accumulation of, you know, wealth and materialism as the American dream and something to aspire to, and now maybe rethink some of that, maybe consider downsizing a bit. So congratulations again on that. That's really a bit turning point, I'm sure. And you've got a lot of other media projects going on. You just did a lot of publicity around The Green, the Sundance Channel, launching their green programming. What else are you working on?
I'm working on The Green. I'm also working on series for Equator HD, which is a high-definition channel called Keep It Green. And that programming is really not only about environmental issues, but what we call, you know, sustainability issues, so looking at social justice as well. And then I'm also the eco-expert on the syndicated Green Home Makeover show, the EcoZone Project, which also premiered in select markets on CBS and Fox this past weekend.
There's obviously a critical mass of green media just being launched, not surprisingly, right around Earth Day.
And right, exactly.
And you seem to be part of all of it. I don't know when you sleep, but good for you.
Thank you.
And what about your background? You have a background in sustainability and business, I understand. Did you go to Presidio World College? Did I read that somewhere?
I do, and I did, yes. I was actually a member of the first graduating class at Presidio. I was a journalist prior to that time, but I learned all my journalism skills on the ground, first making documentaries for MTV News in the States and then being the anchor for MTV News in Asia and then running the department for MTV India. So all of that was very, you know, very experiential, and I always was the one, you know, labeled the pro-social person in the department. So I wanted to be able to tell different kinds of stories and seeing the impacts of business when I was living in India and really seeing, you know, the disproportionate impacts to poor communities that didn't really have a strong enough voice and weren't able to really speak out against multinationals coming in and dumping chemicals in their backyards, literally, I really felt compelled to garner more information and to really become more agile in the language of business so I could start to tell these stories. And, you know, I chose Presidio because it was the only accredited program that focused on, you know, the social and environmental impacts of business as well as the economic ones.
Hopefully this is just the media tipping point, that there will be more and more radio and television programs dedicated to environmental issues. I heard someone is working on kind of a survivor reality show, which I always said was, you know, why are those survivor and reality TV shows so popular while we ignore our real reality in terms of climate change? Maybe someone's realized, gee, this is, you know, real life is actually more interesting and entertaining and compelling and challenging than makeup TV. Pretend TV.
I think it's probably going to be both. And I think the you know, clearly when media gets involved, it's because they see an incentive. And, you know, you see all these magazines that are also covering and creating green issues, you know, covering green issues and creating their green issues. And it's because they want to sell more magazines. So the fact that environmentalism is popular, you know, nothing could make me happier, because these are the stories that we have been telling for a long time, Betsy. And to have, you know, a wider audience finally want to hear these stories is really exciting.
Right.
And I think we'll really push the whole movement forward.
And the advertisers can't be far behind, of course. So it'll be easier to get sponsorships for all of us. That's also good green news. Well, you go, girl. See you next time.